This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live. Of course, you can join us here on this live Sunday edition of the program, our toll-free number that allows you to take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that you want to discuss. That's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
We're going back to your phone calls and thoughts. We can talk more about the time change. There's New England states are looking at moving to Atlantic Standard Time. We've also got Venezuelan news on the way, and your calls and thoughts. In fact, we're going over back to Nigeria. We had a bad connection with Ibrahim, who is calling us. He's apparently with the Students for Liberty in Africa, and I think we've got a much better connection with a lower delay, and doesn't sound like it's breaking up at this point. And we'll keep our fingers crossed and hope that it stays that way. Ibrahim, thanks for coming back on with us here.
Thank you guys for having me.
Much better, yeah. So you wanted to tell us about what things are like. You're in Nigeria, and I believe the first call we've ever received from Nigeria in the history of doing this show. We've had calls from Cameroon and in Sierra Leone. So welcome to Free Talk Live. You wanted to talk about the libertarian movement in Africa and some of the challenges you guys are facing, as we all face around the world, but I imagine they are a unique set there in Africa. Go ahead.
Well, thank you guys for having me. Well, the libertarian movement in Africa is a little bit different from what you guys have in the United States. I mean, you guys have well-defined institutions that can, you know, keep the government at bay and ensure that your freedoms are not trampled on. But in Africa, it's the absolute opposite. So,
let me stop you there before you go on. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of organizations, but they're not doing a very good job of keeping the government at bay here.
It's a difficult thing to do.
Yeah, so, I mean, here we've got the government that gets bigger and bigger and more oppressive every year. Now, they're not oppressing the people in the same ways as some of the governments in Africa. So, definitely the challenges on different issues are certainly there. So, yeah, I want to hear more about life in Nigeria, please.
Yeah, that's cool. But guys, your authorities are still ready to listen to whatever you want to say there. I mean, you have institutions like Cato Institute and the likes and Heritage that you do a lot of policy research for you guys. But in Nigeria and some other places in Africa, you can't call yourself a libertarian organization and bring a policy proposal to the government. You can't even be allowed to exist. And, you know, those that exist presently are probably outlawed or having some really negatives to the operation. But
so what you're saying, just what you're saying there is that there is no equivalent to the Cato Institute in Africa because it would essentially be illegal for them to even form?
Yeah, in some places it's very illegal. You can't even form a moderate opposition group against the government, not to speak of a libertarian group against the government. So we only have think tanks in places like Ghana, Nigeria, and South Africa. But in places like Burundi, Uganda, and the Gambia, they are not existing. You know, the government wouldn't even allow them to exist. So basically, this is because libertarians in Africa, we are first seen as imperialist elements. We are seen as guys brainwashed by you guys in the United States and paid to come and plaster the African government with insults and, you know, some false allegations. So we are seen as non-African. We are seen as people that have deviated from the traditional African principles. Mm. And, you know,
what are those principles? Those traditional African principles. I don't know what they. I mean, all I know is that essentially decolonization occurred and socialism set in, and that's all I can say.
Yeah, but it's, you know, you'd be surprised to know that traditional African societies were purely anarchic and capitalist society.
Yeah.
They are societies that flourished under capitalism and the likes. But when colonialism came with the glorification of capitalism, you know, Europe was developing at the backdrop of Africa's raw materials, and African leaders saw Europe and capitalism as the basic enemy of African progress. So that's birthed the the rejection of capitalist ideologies in Africa. So colonialism was responsible for the rejection of capitalism in Africa, but that's not to say Africa was in any way communist or socialist in the original foundation.
Right.
So, we are seen as non-African. I mean, ideas as individualism and self-interest are opposed. They are seen as opposition to African values such as communalism, African humanism, which is called Ubuntu, or brotherhood. So when libertarians walk into university halls or walk into the office of a policymaker and you propose your ideas which are glorifying individualism or free market or capitalism, they reject us. And those of us that get lucky go back to our offices and start work stuff fresh, but those that are unlucky get arrested.
I don't know what you just said there.
You're going to have to repeat that.
It was a lot of English that sounded really good, and then there was a few words there that I completely got lost on. Can you say that again?
Okay, which one in particular?
Just the last couple sentences. The last couple sentences. Yeah, I heard everything about you walk into a university, you walk into a policymaker, you make your your pitch, and then go from there.
Yeah, I said, you meet these guys, and they reject you. And if you get lucky, if you get to go back to your office and start work afresh, but if you're not lucky enough, you'll be arrested or, prosecuted.
Oh, wow.
So it's so difficult for us, yeah. And they often see capitalism and free market as destructive in African economy. You know, the politicians have been somehow successful in presenting capitalism and free market as the sole responsible element for Africa's economic retrogression.
Mm.
They said, because Europe colonized us and they exploited us heavily, and they've continued to exploit us through imperialism. That's the reason why we underdeveloped, whereas corruption and bad governance, bad leadership are responsible for our mishap. So they use capitalism and free market as scapegoats.
They do that here too. Just to be clear.
I mean, it's a pretty common trope around the world for a politician, a socialist, because that's what they all are, to basically say, hey, look at all the problems we've created. They're the fault of capitalism.
Right. Market failure.
Market failure.
We need the government to come in and make everything better.
Then again, I will point out that you're absolutely right. I don't expect to die when I go into a politician's office
to
complain.
That's true. Yeah. Ibrahim.
Yeah, exactly, guys. It's so crazy, yeah, because you don't get to defend your idea. You don't get to defend the idea in public. Because, so for instance, if you are on a radio show in Nigeria and you start to mention that you are libertarian, you promote libertarian principles, first thing their mind will go back on you. Libertarians, they promote gay principles, they promote homophobic, homosexuality, they promote self-interest and a lot of other principles propounded by guys like Ayn Rand. So you get a kind of resentment from the public because the politicians have been successful in presenting libertarians as non-African to the public.
Hmm.
So
wait,
it's very hard for us.
Ibrahim, wait just one second. So I'm a little confused. This is something I've never really understood, and I get where you're coming from, that there's the idea is that we don't accept non-African stuff, but then they base those principles on non-African religions, right? Like, so it's Christianity and Islam have incredible penetration into the sub-Saharan Africa, incredible penetration. Most of these anti-homosexual ideas that exist come from Abrahamic religions, and then the complaint is you're not African enough? What kind of sense does that make?
Yeah, it makes no sense at all. And it's a flimsy excuse by the government. I mean, as politicians, they always look for some flimsy things to cover up for their mishaps. I mean, I think it was last 2 years when President Obama called the Nigerian president, Lord Jonathan, for appeal to him to soften his stance on LGBT and the likes. And the government was quick to use that to cover up for their gross corruption and mismanagement. And
sure.
The debate turned from the government mismanaging our funds to America trying to force LGBT on us. So
Ibrahim, can you stick with us? Well, I know Johnny Ray had a question. We want to continue this conversation. If you've got time, I suspect it is not cheap to be on the internet over there. Can you hang on?
Of course I can.
All right, more with Ibrahim from Nigeria. He's with us. And if you got a question, maybe you can get on the line too. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well-spoken, gentlemen, for the ideas of liberty over there. And glad he's with us. More coming up.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off! HostGator.com/FTL. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can Skype in just as Ibrahim has done from Nigeria. So it doesn't matter where in the world you are, as long as you're awake, you can talk to you can talk to us. Skype username again, LRN. Whole Food.fm.
I've been taking Whole Food Multi-Complete for a few months now. And what this is we're calling it a multi because it's not a multivitamin. It's much more than a multivitamin because it's got enzymes and probiotics and all kinds of other ingredients that make it much more than just a multivitamin. If you're taking a multivitamin, likelihood is that it's, you know, full of synthetics. You're buying it for some small amount of money in a big box store. And, you know, it may be better than nothing, but it is slightly better than nothing, as opposed to Whole Food Multi-Complete, which I saw changes in my life based on it. I saw things change. So for one, I lost weight, like I think it was from about 14 pounds. I went from somewhere around 205 to 191. And I did that without trying, without even knowing what was happening or why it was occurring. That's how easy that was. I had ended up watching a movie that showed me how probiotics can balance your gut and cause you to lose weight. And I'm like, that makes some sense now. And that, you know, happened for me. Also, I was getting better, been getting better sleep and not feeling quite as tired during the day. And the last thing is that I, you know, my digestive system is functioning better now than it ever has before, or at least in decades. So you can go to simplifymysupplements.com and experience what I have. If you use coupon code FTL, they'll sell you your first bottle at cost so you can try it. And your satisfaction is guaranteed. They accept Bitcoin. There's free shipping on orders of $60 or more. It's simplifymysupplements.com. And we've had a lot of luck with listeners. Luck, I guess, another way. Listeners have chosen to believe what I have to say about Whole Food Multi-Complete, and they've sold a lot of bottles.
All right.
And I haven't heard the complaint yet from anybody. So please check it out. Simplifymysupplements.com. Coupon code FTL. I really like this product, and I will be using it even if they, for whatever reason, stop advertising on Free Talk Live.
We're going to continue here with Ibrahim. He's on the line from Lagos, Nigeria, I believe the biggest city in all of Nigeria, a fairly large country. And you were talking about some of the challenges that many people who are libertarians in Africa face. You mentioned that Nigeria is one of the countries where you're actually allowed to have a libertarian organization. Others, they are not. They can't even form any kind of organization. So very, very challenging going in and trying to propose changes to the status quo, to the politicians. That is a difficult thing to do because you're seen as un-African, sort of like in the same way that people might look at us as un-American here, just depending on who you talk to. Because, you know, as we were talking with somebody earlier, just apparently going along with whatever the government says is the American thing to do these days, even though that, you know, we would disagree. So welcome back on Free Talk Live. I know Johnny Ray had a question he wanted to get in earlier. Johnny, do you recall what that was for Ibrahim?
Thank you, Ian. Last year, Ibrahim, the name, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, a South African man, Herman Mashaba, was elected to the mayorship of Johannesburg. And he sold himself as a libertarian, as a capitalist. He said his highest value was individual freedom. He brought himself up by his bootstraps selling hair care products. And I wanted to ask you, Ibrahim, if you'd ever heard of him and if you knew anything about him.
Yeah, thanks for that question. I heard about Mashaba, and he's just like a couple of flash in the pans we've had in Africa. I mean, we don't usually trust politicians that come out to claim they are libertarians.
Right.
Or tend to hold some principles we really treasure in libertarianism. I mean, they can use that for their political purposes, but probably in the next few months, it's Twitter off, and before you know it, they are promoting socialists and, you know, they're promoting pro-state philosophies, and it has cost us in the past. I mean, there are politicians that we've glorified before. that we try to associate ourselves with, and at the end they go on to rubbish our principles. So that's why the African libertarians are being precautionary when it comes to associating with politicians, and we don't associate with them in any form. And they are just untrustable. I mean, Mashaba is a great guy, but we can't trust him.
Well, he's going
that's
after
the right attitude. They are the same way here, man. Same thing.
I don't know the details, but I think Mashaba's latest drive is to expel the immigrants and the undocumented.
No. You see that's just it. I mean, it was a man that claimed to be a libertarian some time ago, and now he's anti-immigration.
Why would he claim to be libertarian, though? I mean, it's not like you said, a lot of people are against the ideas of liberty there. Would that have helped him get elected?
You know what? You can't just hide the fact that as a man, you are naturally above some libertarian principles. And, you know, probably that is what drives Mashaba. And probably because we have some strong libertarian think tanks in South Africa, like INENG and the IIHR, which are very, very, which hold some public appeal. And probably associating with their principles will have, you know, probably won him some political appeal. But
Principles might have more appeal in a place like South Africa, which was one of the that you mentioned is one of the more open societies down there, as far as it's not illegal to just simply be a libertarian or form libertarian organizations. So so you're in Nigeria, you're in Lagos. How hard is it to get on the internet there? Because I know that some of our other callers from Africa, they have a real challenge. It costs a lot of money. You know, it costs a day's wages to get on for a night. What's it like there?
Well, I mean, that question will probably sum everything up. You know, Nigeria is very different when it comes to internet access. I mean, in the 1990s, the internet sector was controlled by the government. And I can remember that time when my dad wanted to make calls to his friends in Brazil. We'll have to go to kind of big yellow book in the kitchen. It's called the telephone directory. Yeah. And we have to pay almost half of my dad's salary to fund telephone bills. And it was that crazy. It wasn't until like 2000-2001 when the Olusegun Obasanjo administration liberalized the telecommunication sector, and it opened it up for investments. And you know, now a 5-year kid can have access to a mobile phone. I mean, I have like 3 mobile phones with me now.
Oh, so you guys are doing good then. Okay, so
yeah, they're good.
So Nigeria let go of their monopoly over telephone communications, and that resulted in internet infrastructure coming in and prices. What are the prices like? I mean, you have 3 phones. Obviously, it's not too out of control there. What do you pay for a month's internet service?
Well, a month's internet service, I pay like 10,000 naira a year, and 10,000 naira, I mean, a naira is thing for about $400, presently.
$400 for internet access? Per year?
No, I mean, in Naira exchange for about $400, and I pay like 10,000 Naira for my telephone bills.
All right, hold on. There's got to be some mistranslation here. Stand by. We're coming up with Ibrahim. It's Free Talk Live.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe you've got a question for a libertarian in Africa. We've got him with us. There's more than one. We've heard from at least a few on this radio show over the years, but it's usually only one per continent that ever calls per calls in. And it's not
we
that
need
much,
those libertarians in Antarctica to call.
It is not that much better in the United States, by the way. And we have a lot of the same problems with politicians here. Some of them claiming to be libertarian and then actually not really being libertarian at all. People like Gary Johnson, for instance. And
how did you know? He was never going to be able to get into power.
I knew enough without him having to get into to power. We didn't have to find out how bad it really was in that particular case.
I don't use the term, I don't just pull somebody's libertarian card because they're not libertarian on every issue every single time. I believe in a bigger tent. I believe that persons, errs on the side of liberty 80% of the time, then that person will fit my definition of libertarian.
I'm not sure that Gary Johnson is on the side of liberty 80% of the time. He doesn't even seem to understand or advocate for the non-aggression principle. And if you don't understand or advocate for that, you're not a libertarian
in
my book.
Are you telling? Well,
you can have some libertarian authoritarian positions just by virtue of the fact that those happen to be your positions, but if they're not based on the principle of liberty, then no, you're not really a libertarian.
To me, if you organically answer the questions and the lead you to be mapped on the Nolan chart in the libertarian quadrant, then it's actually more like
most people don't know what that is.
They don't.
But, you can try it out if you want. There's a quiz, I think, at the
Advocates. It's quiz.freetalklive.com, isn't it?
I don't know if that still works.
Let me take a look.
You can go to theadvocates.org, and they've got that there. But regardless, this is a problem that libertarians face all over the world, and we're talking with Ibrahim.
It's like what Ibrahim said. Libertarianism is something, it's based on natural laws, and it will appeal to every man. Even Bernie Sanders espouses libertarian views on the campaign trail. But I'm on Ian's side here. Bernie Sanders is not a libertarian because he doesn't have the principled stand on liberty that the three of us pretty much have, that Gary Johnson doesn't have. I don't think Rand Paul has it.
Gary Johnson's a lot closer than Bernie Sanders, but neither of them are advocating or espousing the principles. We can have this conversation anytime, but we can't converse with Ibrahim anytime because it's probably, you know, 1 a.m. there. What time is it where you are in Lagos, Nigeria?
Exactly, it's 1:36 a.m.
Yeah, so you've stayed up pretty late to be on with us, and I appreciate it. And we were just talking about we started out talking about what it's like to be a libertarian across the entire continent, but obviously the countries of Africa are very different from one another, just in the same way that New England, where we're doing the show from, is very different from Florida, where we came from, or from North Carolina, where Johnny Ray had come from. So there are some significant differences between the nations there in Africa, and there's very, very big differences just between Nigeria and the next-door neighbor, Cameroon, where internet access is much harder to come across and much, much more expensive. And there was some sort of miscommunication on the exchange rate there. We did some Googling during the break, and we found that you said you spent about 10,000 Nigerian... Is it pronounced... How is it? Naira?
Yes, Naira.
Naira? So 10,000 Nigerian Naira works out to about $33 in the United States. So it's actually a really good price. That's a pretty good price for internet access from our perspective here. And so you sound like you have plenty of internet access, and the connection actually has been pretty good for this entire call. So we're glad to hear that. Any questions, guys, for Ibrahim, life in Nigeria as a libertarian?
No, I just think it's fascinating that you're having to deal with all these difficulties just for being a libertarian, but at the same time, you don't. I mean, why is it that the politicians fear you if the libertarianism has such a difficult time taking hold?
Well, the first thing is they see us as vibrant youths. I mean, 90% of African libertarians are below the age of 30.
Mm. Yeah.
That's first. And the second is our ideas are fresh. It is undisputable. I mean, that's some time ago when we argued about liberalizing the African energy sector. And, you know, our proposition was so pure, and it's nearly non-rejected by the politicians. And it only took political maneuvering and selfishness for them to reject our policies. But, you know, our propositions about, you know, liberalization of the energy sector, civil liberties, and, you know, toleration of LGBT rights, this seems to everybody as natural as the way to go. And our ideas are refreshing.
For the younger people. For the younger people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what you're saying is the younger people are more likely to get it, but you're pushing back against an elderly or older set of, you know, government politicians and bureaucrats who are very set in their ways, and they're not going to change until they die.
Yeah, you know, most of us are still in grad school. I mean, as I did say, we are still under the age of, a lot of us are under the age of 30. So hopefully in the next 10 years, if we can get more support from and motivation from you guys in the United States and other part of the world that have well-established libertarian institutions, you know, probably we can drive the argument forward in Africa in the next 5 to 10 years. I mean, there are a lot of organizations that are supporting our missions here, like the Atlas Network in D.C. and the Cato Institute and FEE. But the support can get much more better. I mean, I'm speaking with you freely that I can discuss with you freely because I'm in Nigeria. I know my friends in the Gambia and Liberia cannot do this. Mm-hmm. I mean, they are monitored everywhere. They are monitored in their bathroom, in their cell phone. If you get to discuss anything about freedom or liberty in their country, you get arrested or kidnapped. And, you know, so we have had a situation of some of them not returning to their families anymore. So it's kind of, you know, people don't understand the kind of difficulties we face here in Africa, especially countries that are in dictatorship or
non-military. Our friend in Cameroon, Akko, who has called a number of times in the past, he was arrested a few months ago as he was opposing the Francophones' impositions. There's, for listeners that aren't familiar, the country next door to Nigeria, to the sort of the southeast, Cameroon is a split country as far as its language is concerned, and there's actually a lot of conflict there over that. Our caller, Akko, is in the middle of that because he's an English teacher, and he speaks English, and the French-speaking government is trying to force French-speaking attorneys and things like that onto English-speaking defendants, and you know, they're doing all kinds of things. They've forced French-speaking teachers into the same classroom as a English teacher, and they're both supposed to teach at the same time, and there's this cacophony of confusion in the room. It's just a crazy situation. They arrested him for basically being a dissident, and I haven't heard from him in a couple of weeks. I hope that he's doing all right. Johnny Gray, I think you wanted to. Did you have another question for Ibrahim?
I did. I had sort of a statement in the form of a question,
okay.
The way that some people do. Ibrahim, earlier you've talked about LGBT rights, and I was curious about what that meant in Nigeria. That's my question, and my statement is that because here in the U.S., when I hear LGBT rights, I'm reflexively opposed to it, because in the U.S., LGBT rights means that you are required to bake a cake for lesbians. If you have a bakery and a couple of women want to get married, then the law will force you to make a cake for them.
No. That's way above. It's way overboard.
It's above board. Okay.
Overboard.
Yeah. Overboard.
Yeah, it's overboard.
So
in Nigeria, you know, what you guys are saying is somehow, you know, bigger than a case. I mean, in Nigeria, what we are saying is that, you know, people living, you know, with homosexuality, you know, should have equal rights as, you know, people not living with homosexuality. You know, the laws are crazy here. You cannot be in a public gathering of three people and discuss pro-gay principles or pro-gay laws. You'll be arrested and liable to be jailed for 14 years. That's just about discussing it in a gathering of three people. And if you go to a further extent of promoting it, like advocating it on radio or saying it in public place like university and advocating gay rights, I mean, you can get jailed for up to 21 years and 14 years. So it's that crazy.
It does sound crazy. Ibrahim, can you stick with us for one more segment? I've got some more questions for you.
Yeah, no problem.
Ibrahim is with us from Nigeria. He's in Lagos, the big city out there, and your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the program. You may dial toll-free and join us here on the radio waves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I'd like to mention that Free Talk Live is, we do have our AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is for $5 a month, you can send that $5 into Free Talk Live or Bitcoin. We'll take Bitcoin too. And then we invest that into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations around the country, but also so we can spread the ideas of liberty. We don't talk about this as often, but on satellite around the globe. So we have two satellite channels for LRN.FM, which is the Liberty Radio Network that airs Free Talk Live, among dozens of other liberty-oriented shows. We have satellite access in North and Central America via what's called Galaxy 19, and then in Sub-Saharan Africa as well, up on SES 5. So our show right now, if you are in Sub-Saharan Africa and you've got a satellite dish pointed at the right spot in the sky, you can be listening to us live. So folks there in Nigeria, for instance, the signal from the satellite is very, very good. That's one of the hot spots where our signal focuses. And so I don't know. Ibrahim is with us here. And Ibrahim is actually in Nigeria. How did you find out about Free Talk Live? Because some people hear us on the satellite, others find us online. What brought you to us?
Well, I was chatting with a friend. He's the founder of Muslims for Liberty. His name is Will Coley.
Will.
Yeah, Will. So he's my good friend. So he told me if I'd like to speak with you guys on one of your shows. And I said, okay, probably I'll give you a call.
Perfect. Well, I love it. And I know that in some of the countries in Africa, a lot of people use the satellite to receive their entertainment because it's not censored by the government, for instance, and so they can get access to all kinds of stuff that they otherwise wouldn't be able to. Do you know if satellite dishes are very popular there in Lagos or elsewhere in Nigeria?
I mean, Lagos is one of the hot spots for satellite dishes. You know, nearly every household has, a satellite connection. Yep. I mean, it's one of the biggest industries in Africa.
Yep.
And we have companies like, I'm trying to mention this, but we have bigger companies that offer entertainment, coverage of bigger news networks like the CNN and the likes. So, and they charge very big prices. So they make a lot of money from there, and you know, nearly every street you get to see like up to 10 dishes, and you know, it's very big in Lagos.
Yep. And then, of course, we're free to air is the way our channel is, so it doesn't cost anyone except for the price of the hookup. So they have to obviously buy the satellite dish and the receiver, but then there is no monthly charge. So that's one way that the ideas of liberty can get out there in Nigeria and elsewhere in sub-Saharan Africa.
But you know, this is my second time of listening to you guys, and I'm already in love with you guys. I mean, I can't go from now on. I'm going to listen to your show every night.
Oh, thank you.
But it would be really great if my colleagues in Africa can get access to your show. I mean, if they can, you know, can guys in other parts of sub-Saharan Africa, like Eastern Africa, get access to your show?
Yes. So here's what you should do.
What we really need, Ibrahim, is we need a good promotions director right there in Lagos that could promote to Africans, people across the continent, that there is a full-on liberty-oriented show available for free to them.
And it's not just Free Talk Live, it's Will's show. So he's mentioning Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty. He does a show on Sunday night, which is actually coming up after us on LRN.FM, which is called Call to Freedom. And so Will Coley's the host of that show. It's a once-a-week show. Our show is on 7 nights a week. And so his show is going to be coming up at 10 p.m. Eastern time, so within another hour or so over there. And and so it's on LRN.FM, which is a whole 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week pro-liberty, pro-freedom satellite channel that is available across sub-Saharan Africa. So South Africa, Nigeria, Kenya, all across sub-Saharan Africa, all the way over, you know, as far west as, I think, the Sierra Leone. And it's free to receive. So what you'll want to do is when we get off the line, I'll send you a link, or you can just go to sat.lrn.fm. Anywhere in the world can do this. You go to satsat.lrn.fm, and it'll show you our coverage.
We did that
map.
Because I can't spell satellite.
It's just shorter. It'll show you.
I can't spell it.
It'll show you our coverage map. So you've got one map for North and Central America, and then one map for Sub-Saharan Africa. And if there's a country that is within that coverage area, all they need is basically a very cheap dish and a receiver. But as you said, most of these households already have it. So then all those households really need to know is where to point the dish. Many of them are probably already pointing at the right satellite, which is what's called SES-5 over Africa, because we're not the only station up there. There's a bunch of channels, television, radio channels that are there. So then you just need to give them the directions of how to tune in to LRN.FM. So the good news is if you are in a country like Nigeria where there are already a bunch of these free-to-air satellite systems in use, it's just a matter of letting people know where to tune it to find this show, and then they can listen live, they can listen anytime, because like I said, there's 24 hours a day of great libertarian content on there.
Yep, and we cover almost the entire sub-Saharan continent.
A huge swath of South Africa.
There's a little bit in like Congo and South Sudan that we that
a little bit dips out. Yeah. North Africa doesn't get covered, but
part of Chad.
But yeah, Nigeria solid signal. The countries surrounding it, all the way to basically to the east, with a little dip in the middle. But you can see that anyway over at sat.lrn.fm. So I had another question for you while we have you, Ibrahim, and then we're going to move on in our third hour to other callers. Another question is Bitcoin. Mark had asked me to ask you about, do you have a Bitcoin wallet? I asked you over Skype, but I think we need to have a conversation on the air. And you said no.
Well, I did say no because, you know, Bitcoin is not as popular. It's popular, yeah, but it's not as popular as you guys have in the United States. I mean, there are still some resentment to the Bitcoin thing here in Nigeria. I mean, Nigeria is linked with a lot of cyber theft and, you know, on internet some fraud.
Yeah, I've been in
contact with several of your princes throughout the years, and I gotta say, they're very nice guys, but they need money to get their money, and I don't really understand that.
Oh come on! You know, it happens anyway, but you know, it's as a result of it's kind of a reaction to decades of corruption and, you know, misappropriation of funds. You know, guys don't get other options than to, you know, resort to illicit and illegal activities like internet fraud, but we condemn that in our ramification. I mean, it's not okay for a continent that look forward to moving into the top leagues, the economic top leagues in the world. But Bitcoin is, I think, I have a couple of guys that are into Bitcoin because they are curious. I mean, a lot of libertarians do Bitcoin, but I'm still somehow resentful towards it. But probably after this show, I'm going to get my Bitcoin account.
Yeah, you said you were going to hook up a Bitcoin wallet after you get off the air with us, because, Mark, you wanted to send him a few bucks, too.
Yeah, I want to send him a few bucks in Bitcoin. What I managed to do, Ibrahim, is we have a project called hope.freetalklive.com, and we're helping to build an orphanage. I haven't picked up a single brick yet, and I don't intend to. But we're helping to build an orphanage in Jinja, Uganda, and we're doing a lot of that funding with Bitcoin.
With Bitcoin.
Because it just moves across borders very quickly.
Right.
There's a preacher man there who he is able to transfer the funds into shillings, their local currency, and get the concrete and rebar and stuff that we've been working on. And so anyway, it's been very useful for us. Now a show like Free Talk Live has access to connecting listeners with some guy who's building an orphanage in Jinja, Uganda.
Yeah, and it makes it so easy to send.
Yeah, that's one of the advantages of free market. But you know what? I can bet you within the next 4 to 5 months, we're going to have some governments in Africa calling for regulation of Bitcoin. Because
oh, sure.
They want to regulate everything. They want to regulate. And Bitcoin is not even regulatable. You can't even, it's not just, you can't regulate it. It's impossible.
The government can't regulate Bitcoin, but what they can do is they can try to crack down on the people who are helping get in and out of it. So if we send you Bitcoin and you need to do something with to turn that into the local currency, then there are people in Nigeria, like if you go to localbitcoins.com, and I sent you a link to them, where you can actually meet with someone who, whether they're trustworthy or not, is another question, but if you're meeting them in person, you can, you know, make sure that the deal works out, but they'll give you the local currency in exchange for your Bitcoin, and there are other people who will do the reverse, who will sell Bitcoin in exchange for local currency there. So it is possible to get in and out of it if you need to. And I want to say thank you for calling in tonight, and when you share that Bitcoin address with us, we'll send you some just as a test, and then we'll send you a little bit more, and we might even put it out to our listeners. They might, you know, they might send you even more than that, so who knows what you'll get out of it. Call us again, will you? Like, check in with us from time to time and kind of let us know what's developing there in Nigeria. Can you do that?
Yeah, in fact, I can cover the North Africa. I'm a pundit here, and I work with young.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
water is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.